Today marks the official Reconciliation 2.0 committee deadline, as the legislative clock in Washington strikes midnight for committee deliberations. House and Senate committees have formally submitted the finalized text for the $140 billion package. While the OBA, One Big Beautiful Bill Act, defined 2025 with tax relief, the Reconciliation 2.0 committee deadline reveals a significantly more hawkish strategy, characterized by a pivot toward border enforcement and the aggressive clawback of COVID-era dormant funds. The $70 billion border surge and funding the centerpiece of today's submission is a $70 billion mandatory allocation for border technology, personnel, and infrastructure. To maintain deficit neutrality under reconciliation rules, committees have settled on two primary offsets: the Visa Integrity Surcharge, a new, variable rate surcharge on all visa applications. This user-funded model ensures that the cost of legal entry directly subsidizes border security. COVID-era clawbacks. The draft includes a provision to rescind approximately $30 billion in unused or unobligated grants originally issued during the 2020-2021 Pandemic Relief Acts. OBBBA technical corrections. The fine print for tax practitioners, the real story lies in the technical corrections tucked into the final pages. Since the 2025 OBBBA was passed at high speed, it left several drafting errors that this new legislation aims to fix. Pillar 2 interaction. Clarifying how the global minimum tax interacts with domestic U.S. tax credits. R&D double dipping. Closing a loophole that allowed certain pass-through entities to claim duplicate research and development deductions. Credit sequencing. Adjusting the order in which clean energy credits are applied against corporate minimum tax. Fiscal summary. Reconciliation 2.0 component amount mechanism enforcement surge $140 billion tech, personnel, surveillance visa surcharge plus $40 billion revenue from user fees, COVID grant clawback plus $30 billion expenditure rescission OBBBA corrections revenue neutral regulatory clarification the end of the free money era the reality check. By using COVID-era state grants as a piggy bank for 2026 border security, Congress is signaling that the era of pandemic-justified spending is officially dead. For tax directors, the real headline isn't the border, it's the OBBBA corrections. These technicalities are where the most significant audits of 2027 will be born. If you haven't remodeled your corporate minimum tax under these new, clarified, rules, you are essentially flying blind into the next tax year.